All eyes are on the Supreme Court after it finally springs into action to stop ex-military dictator General Pervez Musharraf to leave Pakistan. The top court suspended a recent verdict of a high court to allow him to leave the country. The former military dictator is being tried in the courts for masterminding the assassination of his political rivals. But his ongoing trial on high treason charges is a matter of life and death for him, since the offense is punishable by death.
Certainly are difficult times ahead for Musharraf and a breathing space for the government, because some people think that Musharraf's case was the main bone of contention between the military establishment and the political government, and now the government will have something more to bargain with. And Musharraf should be planning for defending his case in the trial court rather than going abroad.
This is the first time in the history of Pakistan that a former military dictator is being tried on high treason charges for suspending the constitution and imposing the martial law against the judiciary by the use of force in 2007.
People are hoping that trial under Article 6 will be completed in near future, and people are hoping that our dictator will be punished, and so that in future no dictator can sabotage the constitution of Pakistan.
The military has been putting a lot of pressure on government and courts to seek what appears to be discriminatory legal concession for former military dictator General Pervez Musharraf. Analysts point out that military apprehends that as and when their former boss is convicted on high treason charges, it would be difficult to overthrow elected governments in future or influence the civilian administration behind the scene. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.